planet.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, or wherever you may be. I just want to say hello. Welcome to the Cricket Show, the entertainment portion of it. We pray and trust that wherever you may be, that you are indeed enjoying a wonderful weather. And we trust that God will be with you throughout the day. And this show will go on without any interruptions whatsoever. With me is Mr. Dennis Heat. And we're waiting to hear from Mertris Nisbet as well. I'm hoping to get in contact with her as soon as I can. But in the meantime, what's happening in your neck of the woods, Mr. Dennis?
Well, Leon, we are here struggling under this heat wave. We're basking in triple digits temperature, and more is forecast for this weekend. And you know, we are doing our best to try and keep cool and out of the heat, and digits is rising. So hopefully we'll get a little respite.
Indeed. But let me tell our listeners that I'm sitting in for Ivor. Ivor is on an assignment. He's doing some umpiring duties over there in northwest Miami. And we just hope and pray that all will go well with him. He promised to be with us a little later in the show, time permitting. And we hope to hear from him when once he does so. We are also hoping to hear from Mertris, if she can hear us, but her number has been blocked or whatever. I can't get through to her. So if you know Mertris, if you're able to get in with us, give us a shout. So without any further ado, Dennis, I'd just like to give the show its blessings. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning. We hope and pray that all is well with you. We thank you for what you have done for us over the years, and we trust that you will just continue to bless us, keep us safe, and keep all the members of everyone in the world happy and healthy. We thank you for what you have provided for us financially through our various listeners. We thank you for the support that you have given us. And we pray, Lord, that all will be well with you as we continue to do your work. I pray that you just continue to bless the ones who are suffering, the ones who are struggling, namely my dear wife, Eunice, Dr. Leroy Lashley, Connie Wickley, Ellie Matt, Everett Carter, Oliver Solomon, Mertris Nisbet, Elkamida Willett, Wentworth Francis, Dennis Kelman, Selma Cornelius, Ralston Otto, Joseph Guntrup, Willis Daniel, Fillmore Hallpike, Dr. Roger Brown, Earl Stevens, and all the others who have not expressed their concerns, Lord. We pray that you may just continue to bless them, heal them, keep them well. And trust that all will go well this morning, and pray that our show may just inspire someone to do your work and to continue to do it in your name. Bless the ones that make it possible. Trust that all will be well. Pray for the countries who are struggling with the COVID-19, as well as our country who is going through some political storm. Bless the other countries around the world that are struggling and are not able to get the COVID vaccine to help strive off the COVID-19. And we pray and thank you, Lord, for my personal health, my family's health, and all the panelists' health. And trust that the men in our mix would be enjoying a wonderful Father's Day tomorrow. And finally, Lord, we are grateful for all your help. And thank you for what you've done for us. In your name we pray. Amen. Okay, Brother Dennis, anything that you want to express with us? I know.
Well,
you may have something you want to share with us before we go into the meat of it.
Welcome to all. This is the Cricket Show with your host, Leon Francis, sitting in for Ivor. Brought to you by a group of independent panelists and enthusiasts. This is the place where local and international cricket guests dissect and discuss cricket. Join us with your views and comments. All participants are welcome.
Mm-hmm. We do have a hand that is up. I believe this might be Ivor. Good morning. Area code 786-210. You're on. Area code 786-210.
This is Fillmore Hallback speaking.
Okay, Fillmore, thank you for your coming on. I trust that you are okay.
I'm very okay. Yeah.
I have Mr. Dennis is on with me as well, so why don't you just say hello to him?
Hello, Mr. Dennis.
Hello, Fillmore. Good morning to you. It's nice of you to join us. We're happy to welcome you.
Well, it's a pleasure. The feeling is mutual.
Okay. Your friend, Brother Ivor, is not on with us this morning, so I'm fitting in for him. So you got to hang tight. Hold your thoughts while we play some music and some inspirational music along the way. And if you wish to make a note or two, let me know that I can just... First of all, shall I say happy Father's Day in advance to you or to
Thank
your father?
You.
Okay.
I'm acting as a surrogate father to a lot of children who've come to me for music lessons. Some of them ended up in university and got their doctorate and their master's and so on. And I never knew anybody who was a failure.
All right. Let us kick off the ball rolling with a song from one of my favorite singers. He is Hopeton Lewis, Trinity.
Him in prayer. Oh, thank you, Lord. bless us, friend. And whatever you ask of him shall not be denied. Hallelujah. We've welcomed the Spirit of God in your life this time. Lift your hands up and say, come into my life. Come into my life. Oh, Spirit of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. If your eyes are fading, oh, take it to him in prayer. If the doctor can do nothing for you, oh, take it to him in prayer. He's your healer, he's your deliverer, and that you cannot deny. Just take it all to him in prayer. The Spirit of the Holy Ghost. In this house tonight. The Spirit of the Holy Ghost is in this house. In the name of God, in the name of Jesus, in the name of the Holy Ghost, we bow our heads in prayer, anoint us from our head to our feet, dear God. Oh Lord, you are the shield for me, my glory and the lift of my head. Hear me when I call, O God of my righteousness. Lift up the light of thy countenance upon us, in the name of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. The three in one is in this house tonight. The three in one is in this house tonight. I can feel the presence of the three in one tonight. The three in one is here tonight.
Yes, this is Dennis. Dennis, this is...
Hello.
Hopeton Lewis. I don't know if you're familiar with Hopeton Lewis. He's one of my favorite gospel singer. He is from Jamaica. I don't know. Phil, you know Dennis Hopeton, Hopeton Lewis?
I hope Tom sounds like a familiar name. I must have come across him in my studies and so on in Jamaica. Hopeton Lewis is about what? How old is he?
Well,
you know,
he's dead. He's dead.
He's dead.
He's gone past us now, and he's in the great beyond. But. I thought he might have been in his early 60s when he passed on, but a great singer. He produced quite a bit of songs. But let's move on with some more. This song is from a group called themselves Identity, and they sing a song, it's Peace. We're calling for peace in the world.
Day after day,
friend are straying away from me. Yet love is my destiny, because all I want is peace. From aggression and sin, in a world of reality, show some mercy if you can. All I want is peace, from aggression and sin. My greatest pleasure is serving you, and you, yes, you. Communication is the key.
Come on and talk to me.
I will understand, because all I want is peace. From the virgin and sincerity, in a world of reality, show some mercy if you can. All I want is peace. From the virgin and sincerity, my greatest pleasure is serving you, and you, yes, you.
Yes, indeed. Peace. Peace in this world. Identity. That's the name of the group. Yes, Dennis. Did you know the World Test Championship is on, and we're going to keep our listeners up to date with the scores? I'm sure you do have that scores with you, Mr. Dennis.
Right now, I'm waiting to pick them up because I know yesterday's play was washed out.
Yeah, well, India. Well, New Zealand won the toss and sent India into bat. They had a good start of some 68 without loss, and they went on to lose 2 wickets. 68 for 2 was the latest I hear, but I'm just not able to manage at the point to let you know. But it's England, not India. India batting, they were 68 for 2, having been sent into bat. So we will keep our listeners up to date with the scores as they come to hand. Just trying to multitask at this time, so it's very
I will, to get the score.
Yes, indeed. So let's bring in another song. I'm sure you're familiar with this, The Light of That City. That's a great tune. I love it. I heard my brother sang it sometimes some years ago, and I love this song. So looking forward to celebrate tomorrow being Father's Day. You may want to send out a greeting or two to anyone that you may wish to do so. You can do so right now, Phil. You may want to send out a Father's Day greeting in advance, one of your friends, your well wishers, and maybe your mother who took care of you, and we can refer to her as your father. Talk to us.
I see. I think of Joshua Francis was my second father.
He was my neighbor.
He was a neighbor?
Yeah, Gambler.
Yes.
The Princess Margaret School, right?
Yes.
Beresford Bell was on my same side, and he was on the other side. Yeah, so Joshua Francis. And no relationship to me, but they say all the Francis are related. How about you, Dad? Go ahead.
Happy Father's Day to my sons, Dennis Heath Jr. and my other son, Darren Heath, who are both dads, so make me a grandfather. So I send out special Father's Day greetings to both of them. Of course, I have many other siblings who are also dads. Happy Father's Day to them also, too. They are too far a place in London, England, and Canada, in the United States. So the Heath clan is well-traveled. So happy Father's Day to all my relatives and who are dads out there, and of course to others who are our friends. Happy Father's Day to you all.
Yes, indeed. Thank you for that, Dennis and Fillmore. Just to bring our listeners up to date with the score over in England.
Yeah.
India are 93-43 with Roy Sharma gone, Gill gone, and Pujara.
Update 95-3.
Yeah, 95-3. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
As you go along, we sing song. Yeah. We play this song for everyone, and I'm sure you'll be delighted to. I had him here teed up for us. Okay, go ahead, Dennis. As you were saying.
Yes, I think the match is beginning to look very interesting here with India, well, coming out of a struggle, because I think they seem as if they are settling down. Anyway, so for Father's Day, a little note, can I throw in a little note here on Father's Day?
Yes, sure.
Yes. Now, this is courtesy of an unknown author. So I'm not claiming credit for it, but it says here, one night a father overheard his son pray, "Dear God, make me the kind of man my daddy is." Later that night, the father prayed, "Dear God, make me the kind of man my son wants me to be."
That's worth repeating. That's worth repeating.
Yeah.
Yes. One night, a father overheard his son pray, "Dear God, make me the kind of man my daddy is." Later that night, a father prayed, "Dear God, make me the kind of man my son wants me to be."
Amen. You were saying, Phil? Were you saying something?
I think it's very profound, prayer. Yeah. You. And,
yes, very profound. Thank you for that, Dennis. Mm-hmm. And I just want to just hope and pray all the fathers tomorrow would be getting their due by their being recognized by their children, their loved ones, and friends abroad. I have so many people to call on. I want to just say a happy Father's Day in advance to Dr. Leroy Lashley, my friend. You know Dr. Lashley, don't you, Phil?
Yes. How is he doing? He's retired now?
Yeah, he is indeed retired, and he was sick, but now he's on the mend, and we just pray for him each and every day that we come on the show, because he was very much ill, but the Lord has placed him in his ones and kept him alive. But you'd like to hear this tune that I'm going to bring up for you. Donnie McLaughlin, Jamaican, and he's a favorite singer. If Dennis doesn't know this one, who won't know this one? Dennis, listen.
Well, then we're going to sing us some Jamaican songs. But if we sing them, you got to get out of those seats and you got to dance like you're really from Jamaica. Or your parents were from Jamaica, parents' parents were from Jamaica. But I want you to be true to who you are. Goodbye world, I stand no longer with you. Goodbye pleasures of sin, I stand no longer with you. I made up my mind to go God's way. The rest, that's it. I made up my mind to go God's way. The rest of, come on, say it again.
look upon
his face.
There to sing forever of the saving grace. On those streets of gold, let me lift my voice. All my cares are past, home at last, never to rejoice. I'ma say it again. Yes, I wanna see him. Gonna look upon his face. Let his name, ever Lord of the sea, be praised. Oh, the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. And I won't turn back, because I want to see my Jesus.
You like that, guys? I'm
yes.
Hoping to do a repeat.
Very nice.
Wonderful voice there.
Yeah.
Cricket score update, India 100 for 3.
100 for 3. Okay. I'm sure you will like this one too, Fillmore. You will know the voice as well. And you will...
Yeah.
Let's see if he wants to speak with us this morning. He's very, very popular. Do you know that?
Everywhere I go, people have been asking me, Apsti, why a religious album? But let me tell you, God has been good to me. God has been merciful. He's done this for me. And the fact that I am from a religious background, but I am one sheep who went astray. I can remember at a very early age, I lived with my grandmother in a village in Antigua called Banfield, a section they call Maney Hill. We lived together. My grandmother was a plantation worker. She used to work what we call in Antigua, grung. That's a gag. Let me tell you, a grandmother was a Seventh-day Adventist, and she taught me that every Friday afternoon, you should join as the sun go down and wake up very early Saturday morning to go to church. Now, she had a big, big donkey. She used to call the donkey Bo. And every Saturday, she would jump on the donkey with the Bible and the quarterly and the other books. And me running behind she and the donkey going to church. The people in the village would line the streets to see me grandy on top of this high donkey and poor me are run behind ye. But even though we had no fancy transportation, and we didn't have no big set of food and stuff like that, we made it to church every Saturday. We worshiped, had a wonderful time, and get back to the village, safe and sound, by the help of God. She was wonderful. My grandmother, Annette Webster, was a God-fearing person, and she really kept the faith. And when things really came down on her, she would take me inside, and she'd ask me to reach for the Bible, and she would read the 23rd Psalm, and she would read to me, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever."
Father's Word. And I'm sure you folks are familiar with this singer. He sings this song, songs his parents used to sing, dedicated to all the fathers in the world today, those who I have not mentioned because failing to mention, or by mentioning names, I may just forget some special friend of mine. So I'm just going to dedicate this song to all the fathers in the world. I hope that tomorrow when he comes, they may find joy, peace, and happiness. And we pray that you're in good health as well. Hear this song. I hope you enjoy it.
My father, Isaac Liverpool, and my mother, Edwin Bartholomew, used to sing many songs and sang keys. So often that I learned them all. A little more, little lamb, keep it burning. A little more, little lamb, try to pray. A little more, little lamb, keep it burning. Keep it burning till the break of day. When he walked home from the garden, with all his beans and his corn, under the stress and load of the day, oh, he was sick. And there was I, listening to him. And hear him. I am a warrior out in the field, and I can sing, and I can show, and I can tell it all about that Jesus died for me. When I get to my yonder in the happy paradise, when I get to my yonder in the field. And on a Sunday morning, we'll walk to my aunt in Bethel. When she would be making a pizza, and she would be singing while the pizza boiling. Oh, what sweet voices between my father and herself. While I yearned for the pizza, and she sang, how sweet the name of Jesus on dinner.
Thank you. many sang his Baptist hymns and sang him. She would counter him with a Catholic hymn. And so she was trying to shut him up. But she sang with a beautiful and sweet voice. And she sang, "Oh, come to the throne of grace. Oh, come to the heart most pure. To marry your hope of life. Salvation is sure. O Lady of Fatima Hill, Immaculate Mother of Grace, oh, pray for us, help us today, the hope of the human race." And when somebody in the village died, or his good friends died, sometimes he didn't go to the funeral, but he stayed home and he sang. He was at the funeral in the spirit. Shall we ever all meet again? Shall we ever all meet again? On the great judgment morning, when the book shall be opened and the name shall be called, oh, how sad this will be when I take my departure and I turn away from heaven for the serving my Lord. And when he had no money and he was depressed, or he won nothing in the sweepstakes, and poverty scared him in his face, oh, he turned to the good, to his God, and he sang. Love lifted him. I was sinking deep in sin, far from the beach for sure. Very deeply sin within, thinking to rise no more, no more. But the master of the sea heard my despairing cries. From the water lifted me, now safe, alive.
By the moonlight, you could hear us sigh.
Oh, chop this, I'm sure Phil knows that voice. Huh? Can you sing like that, Phil? Or can you sing like that, Mr. Dennis?
It's not one of my forte, but I'm really enjoying your accompanying these artists, Lee, and I can tell that you're moved by these wonderful gospel hymns.
Yes, yes. Singing is what I used to do for my pastime. When I was in Miami, Phil would tell you that we used to go to the hospital and sing for the people who were sick. Phil, you remember those days you used to accompany me? Yeah, Phil must have gone to bed. Phil, wake up. Anyway, we're coming close to the end of the show, and I can't go out without playing this song, God on the Mountain by Linda Randall. Come on.
Life is easy when you're up on the mountain and you've got peace of mind like you've never known. But things change when you're down in the valley. Don't stay, for you're never alone. For the God on the mountain, when things go wrong, He'll make them right. And the God of the good times is still God in the bad times. The God of the day is still God in the night. When you're up on the mountain, but talk comes so easy. When life's at its best, now we're down in the valley of trials and temptations. That's where your faith is really put to the test. For the God on the mountain, it's still God in the valley. When things go wrong, He'll make them right.
Portion. We just want to tell our listeners that Ivor is out. He's not with us this morning. He's doing a match over in North Florida. No, well, Northwest Florida. So I am here sitting in for him, and I hope that I have done justice to his show. He comes on each and every Saturday morning, and this morning he has asked me to just take it over. But Dennis, you have something in store for us. Why don't you do that for us? Can you tell us something new, something Phil is listening, but he may not answer you. So talk to yourself and to the audience in the world. Tell them what you
thank you. Thank you, Leon. And it looks like since it's Father's Day tomorrow, I have another poem from an anonymous author. I have to give them credit, although I don't know who they are. But here's some more beautiful words to inspire fatherhood. God took the strength of a mountain, the majesty of a tree, the warmth of a summer sun, the calm of a quiet sea, the generous soul of nature, the comforting arm of night, the wisdom of the ages, the power of the eagle's flight, God took the joy of the morning in spring, the faith of a mustard seed, the patience of eternity, the depth of a family need. Then God combined these qualities, and there was nothing more to add. We knew the masterpiece was complete, and so we called it Dad's. Wonderful words, inspiration to fatherhood and Father's Day tomorrow. And moving on, we have an update on the Indian score, World Test Series. India currently 116-3 with Kohli on 33 not out and Rahane on 12. And I have to say they are both looking quite comfortable in what appears to be a green wicket there in India. They're in Southampton, a very green wicket. So looking at the stadium this morning, it is nice, picturesque. The weather looks overcast, well, slightly overcast, but nonetheless bright enough for cricket. Another item, moving on, I think we have Naomi Osaka has withdrawn from Wimbledon. Many of us know that Wimbledon starts very soon. So Naomi has withdrawn from Wimbledon, marking the second Grand Slam she has now withdrawn from. Her agent indicated that although she's withdrawn from Wimbledon, she's looking forward very much to the Olympics due to take place in Japan.
Yes,
and
indeed.
She's very much wanting to represent her country.
Yeah.
At the Olympic Games being held in the land of her birth. So
I want to hear Phil comment on your poem. I don't know you. You gotta get this.
It's a moving poem. It's a wonderful word there. You know, I'm sure that person has written a lot of other poems. You know. Because it speaks to the heart so forcefully.
Thank you, Phil. And what we're going to do now, we siphon off into the sports section where we bring you up to date with all that is happening in the world of sports. I'll do my utmost to make sure that the folks understand what is going on in sport because there's so many, many sports that are being played. We have to take time out to tell them about because it's Sunday we talk cricket, but during Saturday we just give them a brief. So we start off with it. Go.
Champion, we are champion. Champion, we are champion.
Okay, folks, welcome to the portion of the show we call the sports section. I am the presenter, Leon Francis. We start off this morning with the World Test Championship. As Mr. Dennis told you, that the scores, India were batting after having been sent in by New Zealand. And the latest scores that I have is that they were 116-3. India, 116-3. Southee was bowled by Jameson for 34. Gill, he was bowled by Rohit Sharma. He was caught by Southee, bowled Jameson for 34. Gill caught Watlin, bowled Wagner, 28. And Pujara, he was LBW, bowled both for 8, and he spent 54 deliveries before he could depart at 8. So far, Kohli is 33 not out, and Rahane, he is on 12. So 116-3. That's the latest score we'll be giving you up to date. And of course, we ask that you join us tomorrow because we're going to go into depth. In depth with all the scores that are being played around the world in cricket, including some you may not have heard before. So join us. West Indies are in the second test match against South Africa. And the latest scores we have, South Africa were 218 for 5. And we'll also be following that to bring you up to date with that as well. The England women are playing the Indian ladies over there in England. The latest scores that we have, England were declared at 396-9. And India, in their first innings, scored 231. And they were 152-2. That's the latest that I have, of course, it's a while ago. So I will bring you up to that as well. The Pakistan Super League has been continued, and the standing as of yesterday were the United, they are on top, the Sultans, they are in second place, the Zalmi, they are in third place, Lahore Qalandars, they are in fourth place, and the Kings, Karachi Kings are in the bottom of the tables, and the Gladiators, they are at the cellar, last spot in that tournament. We just wish them well. You know, this tournament has to be restarted, so get right down to it. And the T20 Blast over in England sees the Warwickshire and the Nottinghamshire in the Northern Group. They are on top, followed by the South Group, Sussex and Surrey. First and second in that order. And we're looking forward to bring you the details tomorrow. So Sri Lanka, they should be touring England from June the 18th until the 4th of July. They'll be playing 3 ODIs and 3 T20s. We will be, of course, bringing you up to date with all the details concerning this match. And when Australia tours the Caribbean, they will be without the following player, Warner, Cummins, Maxwell. We have the full fixture for the Australian tour. They'll be playing 3 ODIs, 5 T20s, July the 9th to July the 24th. We're looking forward to see them in the Caribbean. India are also going to be following up this championship with a tour of England from August the 4th to September the 14th, they'll be playing 5 test matches. 5 test matches. We'll also be giving you all we can about that. And we talk about the hundreds. We talked about it, and it will be kicking off in July. Looking forward to tell you more about that as time comes earlier. And turning our attention to tennis, the world number 3, Rafael Nadal, he has pulled out of the Wimbledon as well as the Tokyo Olympics. And of course, you know, he was beaten by Djokovic in the French Open, and he is taking some time off to recuperate and come back in full strength. Of course, you heard the news also that Naomi Osaka, she has also pulled out of the French, and now she has pulled out of the Wimbledon as well. And like Mr. Heath just told you, she's going to be returning, hopefully, to be at the Tokyo Olympics in her hometown. And we wish her well in her recovery and her circumstances. Summer soccer, the Europa Championship, is in full swing. And in Group A, Italy are on top, followed by Wales in third place, Switzerland, and then Turkey. In Group B, we have Belgium and Russia on top, followed by Finland and Denmark. The Netherlands and Ukraine are in Group C, and they are on top. We will also tell you more about in Group D, the Czech Republic and England in second place in that group. And in Group E, Sweden, followed by Slovakia, and we'll give you more of that as well. And Copa America is seeing some exciting South America football. In Group A, Argentina, followed by Chile. In Group B, we have Brazil and Colombia. See a marvelous goal by Messi and a number of goals by Brazil yesterday, beating up on their contenders. And the NBA playoff is in full swing. Lots of action taking place. Let me give you some scores. Philadelphia 76. They beat up on the Atlanta Hawks 104-99. The Utah Jazz, they went down to the Clippers 131-119. And the Brooklyn Nets, they went down to the Milwaukee Bucks 104-89. And Atlanta Hawks, they were victors over Philadelphia 76. The match was played on Thursday. And the Clippers outclassed the Utah Jazz on the Wednesday evening as well. And finally, the Milwaukee Bucks went under to the Brooklyn Nets 114-108. Looking forward to all the playoffs. And it doesn't seem to me the same without LeBron. So we just want to let you know that this is what we can leave you with this morning. But I just want to let you know that we're grateful for all the people who helped us along the way. And we trust that you'll continue to support the show. And we're glad to have you, those of you who listened. And of course, we have the possibility of hearing from people all over the world, and we're glad for them to just give us their feedback on the show. And we ask that you give us your support. We are a not-for-profit organization, and we do have to pay our bills, and none of our panelists is paid. We do it because we love the sport. And we are grateful to bring it each and every week. And Saturday mornings, we bring the entertainment show as well. And Sunday, we go in more depth into the cricket part of it. So if you are in a position to help in any way, we'd be glad if you could send your contribution to the cricket show, P.O. Box 1139, Crawfordville, Florida 32326. Again, that number is Cricket Show, INC, P.O. Box 1139, Crawfordville, Florida 32326. Or if you prefer to send your contribution via PayPal, you can do so via Cricket Show at Comcast.net, the Cricket Show at Comcast.net, and your contribution will be sent directly to our account. Thank you all for that wonderful help over the years, 8, 10 years, and going strong. Come August the 10th, we'll make 11 years. So listen to this little promo as we do our utmost to make sure that our fans know all about us.
You are listening to The Cricket Show. Join us each Saturday morning from 9 until 12 noon to hear the Saturday morning entertainment episode. And on Sundays, from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, to be a part of the cricket show. To join the show, call 1-515-605-9850. The number again is 1-515-605-9850. Enjoy the remainder of the show.
Yes, it gives me great pleasure to introduce our brother from another mother, from another continent, or is he in the same continent? Mr.
They have some development in the over there in England.
Well, why don't you just keep us up to date then, and we bring
the floodlights came on a few moments ago, and thereafter, the umpires got together with their light meter. They obviously were checking the lights, and now the players have gone off, and it looks like there'll be a break. It's not really time for tea as yet, so I think play stop due to, I'm sure, must be the light, because the light meters came out and the players have gone off. So we have a break over in the World Test Championship match between India and New Zealand, with India.
What was the latest? Was it, we got 116-3? What was it when you last
looked? 118-3 was the last score at the time, I think they went off or thereabouts.
Yes, indeed.
So that is that for now.
Let us hail up Cardinal. Good morning to you. Happy Father's Day, Cardinal. Welcome.
Morning, Leon. Good morning, Dennis. Good morning,
good morning,
all the fans, friends, and supporters.
Cardinal.
Leon, I think I'm not sure if this is just my computer, but I think the live streaming has been disrupted. I'm not sure if those people who are listening by the World Wide Web are hearing us.
Yeah, Phil, are you there with us? Phil is on. But Dennis, are you hearing me? Right.
Yes, I'm hearing you, Leo.
Yes.
No, I'm not my phone. My computer. Those people are listening on their pads and their iPads and their computers. I'm not sure if they're hearing. Because
I'm also listening from my phone. And let me see.
I'm listening from the computer, and so far we appears to be fine at my end.
Yeah, my end.
Okay. Well,
I'm hearing myself.
It might be just my feed then. No problem.
Yeah, because I have my phone. I'm talking from my phone.
No, I don't have a problem with the phone. I just haven't heard it.
The stream.
From
You say on air from my end, so I. All right. Well, thanks for that information. But we do have the everything is on from my end, and I'm monitoring.
It may be just me.
Okay, go right ahead then.
Everything is on from my end.
So you're on, Cardinal.
No problem. I got it.
Are you with us, Cardinal?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, okay. Well, I think Leon was asking you, wishing you happy Father's Day, and wondering if you had any greetings to pass on to friends, families, well wishes.
Oh, not particularly. I haven't even realized that this was Father's Day.
Leo, Cardinal.
Alerted me.
You'll be in hot water.
Huh?
I said you'll be in hot water. It's Father's Day.
No, I won't.
You won't? Well, that's good to know.
Yeah, I won't be. Just that it's not just one of those things that I spend a lot of time trying to memorialize. So I guess it's just kind of one of those things that passed me.
Sure.
All right. If I don't hear people talking about it, it would come and go and I wouldn't notice.
And you would notice it.
Yeah.
Why don't you mail up your friends and well wishes? They are waiting eagerly to hear you. I don't know if still is with us together.
Good morning to all the friends, supporters of the Saturday Morning Entertainment Show, and with special reference to special friends who have said, keep us in line, give us a call, let us know how well we're doing and how well we're not doing. And with that, I start with the people up in New York and say good morning to Mertris, Dana, Ina, Sharon, and Lady Bob's in Nisbet in New York. And they've been having some kind of crazy weather up there, sometimes nice and warm, sometimes it gets cool, I understand. Well, my advice is to just enjoy it all. I'm going to go on over to St. Martin, where it's always nice and wonderful, except that in these COVID times, the people of St. Martin can't get to party as much as they are accustomed to. I'm going to say good morning to them anyway, and to Irma Thompson. Good morning, Irma, and my good man, Carlos. Hoping they're doing great over there in the beautiful island of St. Martin. I understand they're starting the cruise ships in again. There's a cruise that's supposed to leave St. Martin and visit Martinique and Barbados and all of the different, and a number of different islands in the Caribbean, starting out in St. Martin. Hope those people have a nice cruise and they don't have passed too much COVID infection around the place. Be careful. Good morning to the people over in St. Kitts and particularly to Lynette. Good morning, Lynette. Lynette keeps us abreast with the numbers and the circumstances over there in St. Kitts. Good morning, Lynette. Good morning to the people over in Nevis, and particularly to Mr. Renford Doerr. And my condolences go out to Mr. Renford Doerr, who I was made to understand his wife lost her battle with cancer earlier last week. So my condolences to the family to the family in Nevis. And let me say good morning to his staff, 20 Vision Radio, particularly to Carmen Lady C. Griffin. Good morning to you. We share our condolences here from you, from the entertainment show. And we hope that, you know, you can pick this up and carry on. Again, I say our condolences. I'm going to go on across to the UK, where I'm going to say good morning to Omel. Omel is having a lot of fun. The football season is almost over, but she's enjoying cricket over there in Edgbaston. The World Championships, you know, just realized that they're having a little problem with the weather. You know, what Britain is like. It gets dark all of a sudden, and then it gets bright again, and then it gets cold and rainy and all this kind of thing. So the first day was washed out by rain. We had a little rain delay, and now we're having another little delay. And that's what I was concerned about earlier, that the World Test Championship should have been played like a series, at least three matches. Let's see how the two greatest teams come together to win a test series. But we'll work it out and accept the outcome. Good morning to the people over in the United States. I'm going to stop on over in Fort Lauderdale, where I'm going to say good morning to Marva Jones and my favorite celebrity, Tiffany, a little brother, Malik, and little sister, Tanaya. Good morning to you. Have a great day with us. Good morning, Elimat. King Elimat, that is. Hoping that the brother is doing okay in spite of all his health challenges. Be hanging in with your brother. Give us a buzz. Let us know that you are doing okay. I'm going to go on down to the Southwest Miami, where I'm going to say good morning to Jerome Cutner Richardson over there in Miami. And kids keep wondering if Cutner is watching the test series. Cutner is a big cricket fan, but he doesn't watch West Indies when no Leeward Islanders are playing. Good morning, Cutner. Hang with us. We got some news and sunshine and everything else to share with you. Give us a buzz, Mr. I haven't heard from Cutner in a while. I'm trying to encourage him to give us a buzz here. I'm going to go on up to Georgia, where I'm going to say good morning to Monique Yvette, Barbara, good morning to you all over there. And my best wishes go out to Monique Nice, who's going to be celebrating this weekend. And I'm hoping that, you know, she is well enough, you know, because my last information is that she was hospitalized for examination, and so I'm hoping that she's out of the hospital and okay and can enjoy her celebrations this weekend, this Saturday. Good morning, Monique. Good morning, Tremaine. Good morning, all the family. I'm hoping that you're going to have a great time today and everybody is in joyous and good health. And finally, I'm going to say good morning to my dear sister, Yvonne. Wow. I'll be hanging out up there in New Jersey. I wonder if she moved back to New Jersey yet. Is she still in Palm Bay? Okay, call me and let me know where I should greet you at. Good morning, Yvonne. Hoping that you're going to have a great time with us this morning. Ivor is not with us, but Leon is going to give you just great a show. So join us. Stay with us. We've, like I said, we've always got sunshine.
Yes, indeed. Thank you for that information. And before we do anything else, let us pause for a cause, because we just want to take some time out to send our condolences to Renford Doe and the loss of his dear wife. I know how it is when you lose a loved one. So we're going to dedicate this song to him and the rest of his family. Hope that all goes well. Life is like that. And today is hers, and we don't know when it's going to be our time to go and see our Maker. Hold up your chin. May God continue to bless you. We dedicate this song to you and your rest of the family.
Like a comet blazing across the evening sky, gone too soon. Like a rainbow fading in the twinkling of an eye, gone too soon. Sparkling and splendidly bright, here one day, gone one night. Like the loss of sunlight on a cloudy afternoon, on a sandy beach, gone too soon. Like a perfect flower that is just beyond your reach, gone too soon. Like a sunset dying with the rising of the moon, gone too soon.
Renford Door on the loss of his dear wife. Gentlemen, any other thoughts? I'm just looking to bring up those things from Audley. Audley has sent me a copy of that. So, Cardinal, anything you want to raise a topic until I pull up this information?
First of all, the West Indies, South Africa match is delayed by rain. So I'm not sure if it has started yet, but okay, it started. So
I'm quite rightly zoomed from Craig. Otherwise,
it was a rain delay earlier this morning, but it's underway. Okay, the 219 with South Africa is 219 for 5. So the cap is on 60, Mulder is on 2. So we can take it from there.
Okay.
Today celebrate what is called Juneteenth. Thursday, the president signed a bill creating a law in which Juneteenth becomes a federal holiday. That means a holiday across the entire nation. It has been celebrated in Texas, I believe, and a couple of other states for a number of years now. And it actually memorializes the circumstance, I should call it, where the Union soldiers finally arrived in Texas and let the African people who were enslaved there know that the president had issued a proclamation declaring that the people who had been enslaved in these states were to be emancipated. And so this proclamation, mind you, was made in September 22nd, 1862. Most people had heard of it, and it came into effect in January of 1863. Most people in the northern states and even some of the southern states had heard about it by 1863. But the news of that information did not reach Texas until June 19th, 1865, some 2 years later. So they get 2 years over in Texas, they get 2 years of extra, 2 extra years of free labor and whatever other benefits that came out of the system of chattels, of the system, the institution of chattel slavery. So that is being memorialized now in June 19th is now being memorialized in a federal holiday. And, usually there are people who are having problems with that. The vote, I think, was passed in the House with 14 objections, 415 to 14. So, anyway, the president signed the bill into law on Thursday, which would have been January 17th. June 17th. Today is the official holiday. June 19th has been always celebrated as Juneteenth in a number of states. That's my thought. My thoughts on the matter. I don't know if anybody wants to comment on it.
Yes, go ahead, Dennis. I really wanted to.
Go ahead, Dennis.
You go first.
Yes, thanks for giving us that brief summary there, Cardinal. But you know, if we look back in memory, we will see that the events of 1 year ago has triggered the events of today, meaning the Juneteenth holiday, federal holiday. Yes. Last May and June, the murder of George Floyd, Breonna Taylor before Floyd, and the numerous other black men and young black men, young and old in age, resulted in many people in the streets taking to the streets to voice anger and call for justice. June 2020 was the first time many white Americans became familiar with the term Juneteenth. And since George Floyd's murder, 8 states declared Juneteenth a paid holiday in the wake of the murder. 1 year later, Republicans were falling over themselves to join with Democrats to pass the official federal recognition and designation of Juneteenth as a federal holiday. I find it odd that those same Republicans in the Senate and House and their state counterparts have been so willingly voted to create this holiday. But it is not so odd looking when you peek behind the facade. Republicans were willing to throw this bone of a holiday to patronize black Americans. See, the Republicans are no longer racist because they gave black Americans a holiday. But let me remind you that those same Republicans are fighting tooth and nail to deny black Americans the right to vote. Republicans deny black Americans justice when they object to put a stop to police killings of minorities. Republicans object to the teaching of America, teaching America about the history of racism and slavery. These are the same Republicans who tell us that there is no racism or prejudice in America because a black man was elected president. Next, they will tell you that you don't need to vote because we just gave you a holiday. So, Cardinal, beware. Look at the left hand. By giving the holiday, the right hand is raised with a hammer to strike you down. That is my thoughts on that Juneteenth. While I celebrate it and I'm appreciated of it, I'm saying beware because it comes with a price. The price that Republicans are trying to, you know, suggest to us that, oh, we've given you something so there's no more racism in this country. But at the same time, they're trying to stop you from voting. Look at all the obstacles and stumbling blocks. So that is my 2 cents worth on that issue. And I open to hear others' comments on this.
Yes, only me and Phil is here, but Phil is kind of noisy. But my take on the topic is this thing has passed in the House. Why does it have to go to the state again to be ratified? It means that Florida, if Florida doesn't want to ratify it, it is not a law here. Am I right in saying that?
I think what it means, it's a federal holiday, which means anybody...
It's a federal holiday. Why not a national holiday? Recognize all
the states. I guess it's the way the system works. The government, federal government declares it a holiday and the states now have to... In theory, should follow suit. But eventually, remember what happened with the Martin Luther King holiday. Many states had recognized it for a long time, but Arizona refused to. But after a lot of to-ing and fro-ing and cajoling, Arizona finally came around. So I suspect that if there are states out there not willing to recognize the Juneteenth celebration immediately, eventually they will come around because it obviously will become very popular. So I think it's a matter of how the system works in our Constitution.
Don't you think that there's a need to rectify that? If you pass it in the House, which is supposed to be the body to rule the country, why do you have to go to the state again to get them ratified?
Because I think the Constitution allows for states to have a final say in some of these things. They have to accept it. I mean, again, look at what's happening with what we call the Obamacare health system, health care law.
Yes, what the court went to court.
You know, it's a federal
times.
Thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's a federal law, but yet the states, having been invited to participate in it, there are states, noticeably those in the South, who are, perhaps I shouldn't sing out the South, but states who are actually actively denying their citizens the right to health care, which the federal government is willing to subsidize. You know, it's lopsided, Leon, I agree. And it shouldn't be, but that's the way the Constitution is written for this country.
Gentlemen, I have the outline from Audley. He usually sends the birthday and anniversary of prominent people around the world. So give me a chance. Let me just present it because he has kindly consented to do this, Audley Watson. He says, good morning to all of the listeners. And do you know today, June the 19th, is the 170th day of 2021? And from England, Walter Hammond, Billy Midwinter, and Dick Pollard, as well as Keaton Jennings. He is 29 years old, and they are celebrating birthday today. From India come Yuwala Nikam. He is 63. And in Australia, we have Frank Iredale, Jody Fields, 37, and Nicholas Winter, 28. West Indies, Hammond Furlong from TNT, he's 87 years old. And Joshua De Silva, our own Joshua De Silva, 23 years old today. And from Namibia, Lenny Louis, 62. From the Netherlands, Fico. Let's call him Pinberg, 47. From South Africa, Ba Hamza, 26. Pomela Mantisewi, 37. And from Jersey, Corey Bisson, 28. Willis Simpson, Duchess of Windsor. An American divorcee whom British King Edward VIII abdicated his throne to marry he was born in 1896. Same year as my adopted mother. An American Baseball Hall of Famer, Louis Garrett. He was born 1903. Josh Aniko. Zimbabwean Minister of Political Activities, born 1917. Ernest Ramling, Jamaican guitarist, once rated the number two player in the world, born 1932. Angan Sam Soo Kyi, Burmese, now Union of Manipa, a political and human rights activist. I'm a little bit of cackle from someone there. So let's go continue. Salman Rushdie, the British Indian novelist. Remember him for his book, Satanic Verses. He's 74 years old. Paula Abdul, American singer, songwriter, and so forth. She's 59 years. And Boris Johnson, Prime Minister of Great Britain, he's 57. And believe it or not, is this correct? He was born in New York. In 1464, King Louis forms the Postal Service. 1846, the first officially recognized baseball game played by the Cartwright rules. New York 9-23 defeated the Knickerbockers 1 at the Hoboken, New Jersey. 1862, slavery outlawed in U.S. territory. 1865, the Union General Gordon Granger declares slaves are free in Texas. Now the date, the end of the slavery is celebrated across the USA as Juneteenth. We just talked about that a while ago. 1910, Father's Day celebrate for the first time. And of course, 1936, the German boxer, Max Smelling, he KO'd the American heavyweight Joe Louis. in 12 rounds at the Yankee Stadium, New York, in the return fight. Louis knockout Smelling in the first round. 1947, the first plane F-80 to exceed it 600 miles per hour. That is 1,004 kph. Albert Boyd, Morocco, California. 1956, Jerry Lewis and Dean Martin end partnership after 10 years and 16 films. 1965, the U.S. Supreme Court struck down a provision in Maryland's Constitution requiring state office holders to believe in God. 1863, Valentina Tereshkova, first woman in space, returned to Earth. 1964, Civil Rights, I think that should be the Civil Rights Acts of 1964, passed 73 to 27. 1978, Sir Ian Botham, England, he takes some 8 for 34, vs Pakistan, his best test bowling cricket record. 1987, the Supreme Court rules schools teaching evolution need not teach creation. That one of the reasons why we are where we are today, says Orte. 1989, baseball's Dwight Duck Gooden wins 100th game. That is 137. In 1991, Colombia drug Pablo Escobar, he surrendered to the police. 1992, Evander Holyfield, he beats Larry Holmes in 12 rounds for the heavyweight boxing title. 2000, that is NBA Finals, Los Angeles Lakers beat the Indiana Pacers 116 to 111 in Game 6 to win the franchise's first title in 12 years. The MVP was Shaquille O'Neal. In 2017, Russia warns the U.S. it will target U.S. and allies if craft after Syria, over Syria after U.S. fighter shoots down Syrian airplane. So that's it coming from Audley Watson. Always take some time out to give us a detailed description of what's happening in the world from on this ago. So thank you, Audley, for that. And we just hope that the fans would have understood everything that I try to bring to you. Back over to you, Dennis and Cardinal.
Okay, Cardinal, are you there? Any comments following my little discussion on the Juneteenth?
Okay, you see, the thing is that my position does not about what happens in the United States. And I do understand what you're saying about offering tokens, but that has been the posture of the administrators of the United States, you know, over the course of their authority, over the course of the period in which they have hold authority, which is for the last, 200 years of the nation's existence. 200 and something years of the nation's existence. That has been their methodology. So what we're dealing with here is the enslavement of a people. And as far as I'm concerned, the only adequate response to the enslavement of a people is the liberation of that people. The authorities in the United States has offered us as a people over the years is what I call tokens. Tokens of their benevolence. And those tokens include things like emancipation, you know, things like civil rights, things like the election of President Barack Obama. These are tokens of benevolence which white people, whether they're Republicans or Democrats, have offered to black people in order to pacify them or to silence them. Oh, like you said, like you indicated, oh, you know, there's no racism anymore. We elected a black president in 2008. There is no racism anymore because a black man was appointed to the Supreme Court in 1965. There is no racism anymore because we white people liberated the slaves. From who? Who do you liberate them from? So what did you liberate them from? Their own, I guess their own enslavement, I suppose, you know, as if to black people enslaved themselves and black and white people had to liberate them from slavery. So this practice of offering tokens to pacify black people is not new. It is an age-old practice. The 1954 Brown versus the Board of Education decision, a token. None of this speaks to the liberation of an enslaved people. And let me remind people, when I say an enslaved, when I talk about slavery, I'm not talking about a particular practice. I'm talking about an arrangement in which one person or group arrogates the authority to dictate the social destiny of another person or group. That arrangement was established from the moment Europeans went into Africa, kidnapped Africans, brought them into the white man's Western New World as instruments of labor and items of commerce. That arrangement has not been dismantled up to this day. So as far as I'm concerned, in spite of the specific practices or policies that are being employed, we are still caught up in an arrangement of slavery. And I'm saying white people still can exercise the authority to dictate our social destiny. And that is why two white policemen can walk up, roll up on a youngster, a 14-year-old youngster playing in a park, shoot him to death, and the authorities treated it as though they had just sprayed a cockroach. That's a people who have authority to determine whether we live or die and how we live and die. That's a state of enslavement. So in spite of the tokens such as emancipation, such as civil rights, such as the appointment of black people to Congress, or the election of black people to Congress, or the selection of black people for the presidency of the United States, or the appointment of black people to the courts, we are still caught up in an arrangement where white people have the authority to make life-altering decisions about us from the moment we are born until the moment we die. And they dictate the terms of our existence between that time. That is what I call slavery. Now, whether or not the system of enslavement involves the practice of using black people as items of labor or trading them as property is not the essence of what slavery is about. The essence of slavery is about having the authority to dictate where a people fit into the social construct. And we do not fit into this social construct up to this day as people who have the capacity to determine their destiny. We don't, you know, even now you find there's a hostility towards introducing history, introducing a historical curriculum that explains, that unearths the truth about this country's relationship and interaction with the system of slavery. Somebody says, well, let's start the truth about it, and that becomes an offense. the young lady who did it and called it the 1619 Project, they are attacking her from, she was denied tenure at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. You understand? Because she proposed, let's talk about the truth of this nation and its relationship with the enslavement of African people. You know, they want to sanitize it and polish it to make it sound good. And she said, no, that's not the truth. Let's start the truth. So then there is this movement to introduce what is called critical race theory. And that is meeting with a hostile response from white folks. And I shouldn't even say white folks, because usually when white folks raise an issue, okay, we've got it. Next week at fall, Tima Roach taking Mulder out of the attack. Okay, so it's now 2:39 for 6. Anyway, let me continue. So what we have here is that they are saying, well, we want to continue with the myth upon which our survival has relied all these years. And if you do that, you know, if you feed your dog every day, and then one day you feed it, and then you go and you take back the pan in which you feed it, that dog growls at you, and it, because its food is an element of its survival. And so it becomes hostile to you if you touch anything when it's ready for its food. If you go touch anything, it's your dog. You've been feeding it all your life. But you go touch its pan when it's hungry, and you're not bringing food, but taking away the pan, it can growl at you. Okay? This is the same thing. If you speak the truth, it destroys the foundational myth upon white people's survival depend. And so they're going to deal with it. They're going to respond to it with hostility. And that's exactly what they are doing now. So just to say, hey, the concept of race has played a definitive role in shaping this society and bring us to the point at which we are today. Let's make a critical analysis of this thing called race and the role it continues to play in the operation and the administration of this society. That could reveal some truths that make white people uncomfortable, because they have this concept of themselves, a sort of perverted idea of their value. And if you begin to address that, it offends them. It makes them comfortable. They're comfortable with the promotion of the idea that they are a superior race and have the entitlement to be in charge or in control of everyone else. They are entitled to the subservience of everyone else. That has been, you know, propagated for centuries. If you now go and question the legitimacy of that, they become hostile. So the 1619 Project that is advanced by Nicole Hannah-Jones, a young black woman, and I think her father is white, by the way, you know, it is met with hostility. The critical race theory, which attempts to examine and make a critical analysis of the concept of race, that is being met with hostility. 21 states have already passed laws banning teaching. So which means teachers can go to jail if they mention certain things, if they tell certain stories in their classroom. Doesn't this remind you of the height of apartheid in South Africa?
Exactly.
Anybody saw the movie?
Yeah.
Cry Freedom, was it? Or that movie in which Whoopi Goldberg was star. It wasn't Cry Freedom. It was another movie. So this reminds you of the height of apartheid in South Africa. It was criminal to speak the truth about the experience of African people, the culture of African people. This is what the great freest country in the world is advocating, that we restore to not having a discussion, not having any communication, any conversation about something that has been so meaningful to the development of this country. And it also proposes another thing. It proposes the old age theory that black people do not have the intelligence to critically, to legitimately examine the development of white socioculture, nor do we have the intelligence to make a legitimate assessment of our own experience. Now, how much would we have improved or gone forward, as some people like to say? We have improved since then. How much we have improved or gone forward if these same structures that were practiced years ago under a different, I should say, vernacular, a different language, are still practiced today under a modified tone and a modified language? How much would we have progressed beyond the so-called racist past? I'm done. That's my thought.
It's one thing that I would probably comment on your presentation there, Cardinal, is that the majority of the hostility that you are hearing are coming out of the mouths of elected and some unelected Republicans. I have not heard other whites, or to tar all whites is probably not fair. We should point the finger at where those comments are coming from and those objections are coming from. And of course, as you pointed out, there are 21 states that have banned this. So I guess we have to think in terms of, well, all members of the state, citizens of the state, accepted it because they didn't raise objections to it. So, you know, on the other hand, you might be right. You might be right on the other hand, but mainly the charge is being led by the Republicans in this country, and they seem to have a vision of their own, where they are in perpetuity in control of everything that involves or affects the citizens of this country. Black people are citizens of this country. It does not, so I'm not excluded. But of course, that's the Republican goal, to exclude blacks and minorities from, you know, being citizens of this country by their thoughts and ideas. Anyway.
And that brings me to a point, gentlemen. I don't know if you guys are watching, thinking that there should be term limits among the House of Representatives and Senators. The president has a term, two terms, and he's out. He can't be elected again. But the congressmen and the senators, they are there forever. And they have to die with their boots, as well as the Supreme Court judges. I don't think it should be no lifetime. That's my thought.
All federal judges. All federal judges.
All federal
judges. Except those who are appointed in the insular territories, like the Virgin Islands, Guam, Samoa.
Yeah.
They are given term limits. All other federal judges, which are called Article III courts, they are appointed for life unless they are impeached for high crimes and misdemeanors, whatever that means. Unless they are impeached for high crimes and misdemeanors, whatever that means. So all federal judges. So, you know, when you're talking about term limits, I don't care how long a person has been in office. I care about how long a system of oppression has survived. And it doesn't matter who gets into office. That system of oppression remains in place. There's this mystery that has been attempted to be proposed that suggests that, you know, the hostility is the only expression of racism. Okay? It's not. And that's where white people have attempted to tell us, oh, you know, the KKK, they are the racists. But the KKK has been dismantled. They have been pushed back in a corner. Okay? But the racist hostility against black people continue to exist. The police, law enforcement, it is called, has always been hostile to black people. But that hostility was approved by the courts as a necessary law enforcement tool. Now that people like, what's her name, Daniela Fraser, is getting a Pulitzer Prize. Congratulations to the young lady, 17-year-old.
Yes,
getting a Pulitzer Prize for filming an expression of law enforcement that black people have known about for years, for decades, for centuries. If you go back years, you would find commentaries on it. You understand? James Baldwin. You know, go back further. Frederick Douglass. You understand? They have commented on the people who have been put in charge of, you know, coloring black people into a condition. You go back, you look at, you know, Bull Connor. But you also look at when they appointed their first black mayor in Philadelphia, a one by the name of Wilson Good, who bummed out, who dropped bomb on a residential area in Philadelphia because they did not like the young man, John Africa, and his family. And this was a black mayor, Philadelphia's first black mayor. You understand? So black people who are recruited as agents of the system have to commit to what the system's objective is, which is the subjugation of black people. They may not be racist in themselves, but they have to execute, as agents of racism, they have to execute their plans to conform to its objectives. So the only expression of racism is not the hostility of groups like the KKK. It's also the hostility of organizations like Congress, the Senate, the office of the president, the office of the mayor, the office of the governor, you know, and even groups of people who come pretending to love you, treat you with indignity, what I call paternalistic tokenism. Come with the pretense of doing something for you and ask you to pretend that you can't do it for yourself. So they got to come and help you to overcome your inferiority. That's racist.
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't have inferiority in the first place. You are not inferior in the first place. And to boot, that there are so many black people under the curriculum of instruction that has been offered to us who continue to believe that we, as African people, we are a superior race. That's what white people have taught to us, and we still believe, many of us still believe in that teaching. We also believe in the theory that the white man's supremacy is ordained by God, so that to question its legitimacy, as Naomi Osaka did at the French Open, to question the legitimacy of that authority is blasphemous and should be treated with the harshest kind of punishment. That's what we are living with today, while some of our people are joining the white group in saying there ain't no racism anymore. One noted among them was our Honorable Bill Cosby. And after the day, poor old man don't even know what hit him. He's sitting in a jail accused of a crime while someone who was accused of the same crime, a white man who is accused of the same crime, is now sitting on the Supreme Court. Can you imagine that? Come on, people. Think about these contradictions. And you will understand that you don't need hostility for the effects of racism to take its toll on black people. And white people know this. Nice, friendly white people know how to come with a smile. Like Malcolm X says, if you growl at me and bite me with a smile, if you bite me with a smile, it's the same bite as if you bite me with a growl. So because the smile or they do things to dismantle black people's development without hostility, with a friendly smile, they think it's not racist because you can't find any evidence of hatred in what I do because I was smiling. You see? And we buy that. We buy that nonsense and think that, oh, yeah, some of them smile at us, so some of them are not racist. They are. Trust me, they are.
The Pulitzer Prize that girl won, was it an honorary?
It's a Pulitzer Prize.
Pulitzer Prize.
It's a prize that's given to, huh?
Yeah, but I thought I heard that he was honorary. I don't know the difference.
What does that mean? That she didn't work for it? They gave they gave it to her for her quick thinking.
Yes,
and the film.
Yes. Mm.
That's what they gave it to her. Just like they would give it to a journalist.
What monetary value is attached to that? What monetary value is attached?
I think it's something like $15,000 or $20,000.
Okay, at least. Yeah, I know. George Floyd's daughter. They gave her a lifetime pass to Disney. So I don't know if it's Disneyland or Disney World, but I heard that she got something. So that she can.
And what's that gonna do for her? Rather than give a scholarship to one of your universities, a scholarship so that she can progress through school or some mentorship and tutorship, that child needs psychotherapy. Are they gonna provide that for her?
Yeah, that
what
she
is your trip to Disney World gonna provide for her? You see, this is the kind of thing I'm talking about.
Mm.
We can be excited. You know, what? How are you going to compensate her for the loss of her father? Obviously, she had a close relationship with her father.
Yeah.
Regardless of what you think it is. Or regardless of what you think
it's all about
of him.
Publicity. It's all about the publicity for the business.
But Cardinal.
Exactly.
Cardinal. Mm-hmm. I mean, Disneyland is a company that runs entertainment. So they offered their version of what they can. But the fact of the matter is...
Disney used their money
to help heal
that child.
Cardinal, wait a moment. Remember that the state of Minnesota had a very, very large settlement with the family of George Floyd, which means that the child, the daughter, should have no problems in terms of finances in order to take care of her education. And I think if Disney was to reach out and do more, it would be perhaps it's unnecessary because the financial settlement was large enough to take care of her needs. And I'm not that I'm saying it justifies the death of her father. I'm simply pointing out that in another area, she has enough funds to take care of her lifetime education and beyond. Just pointing that out.
Disney gave her a gift that doesn't cost them anything. That's
sure.
They probably could increase the ticket price too to get back whatever she gets. So who knows?
You understand? Mm-hmm. And they can be calculating how much that how much that money is going to be beneficial or what benefit it is. That's not their damn business. What benefit that $23 million is going to do for the, for George Floyd's family?
Mm-hmm.
They're supposed to be looking at the distress of it, the trauma of all this, and see what they can do to heal that trauma. They're looking for advertising.
Yes, and they are, and I honestly don't
think
though that...
They're looking to spruce up their image.
Yes,
Disney did this wonderful thing. I'm not impressed.
No, but I don't think it's... here we should be throwing or pointing a finger at Disney because they're not really...
No, I'm not pointing off... I'm trying not to point a finger at Disney, but if you're going to come into the fray, you come good.
Make it meaningful. But that's what they do. They give pass, they entertain. But it's token, but nonetheless... Disney is not the one that should be held liable in this situation. I think it's obviously rather than others.
Because others should have been able to do the same too, or do something similar.
Well,
switch gears a little here, Sink has their first casualty from COVID.
I heard that. We haven't heard from Lynette this morning, but...
No, I was trying to get her email to send her invitation
so that
she can get... Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed. I heard that the number of persons affected, too, have risen. And that's not a good thing.
Up to earlier this week, I understand the numbers reach up as far as 209.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I haven't heard what the numbers are for a couple of days, so I don't know that there's speech. And someone told me this morning that they had a case showing up in Nevis because of the inter-island travel. So they were trying to regulate the travel back and forth between the two islands. Mm-hmm. I don't know how they're going to do that. But because, you know, I mean, people travel back and forth for essential things. There are people who live in Nevis and work in St. Kitts and vice versa. People who live in St. Kitts and they take the ferry every day or every couple of days. So, you know, how are they going to tell these people
not to go back to work?
I think this is a bad review.
He's going down the leg side, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's going down the leg side. He's beating the leg stump. I think it's beating the leg stump.
So they would insist on the vaccination as one way of getting around that cardinal.
Hello.
Well, you know, it's evident that people who are vaccinated are also getting infected. So,
but they usually don't get infected at the same rate, and if they do, then they're not as sick as those who do not get the vaccination.
Gentlemen, could you pause for a pause, because we have a young lady by the name of Irma. I'm sure, Cardinal, you're familiar with her, right? Irma,
okay.
Yeah. Come on in, Irma.
Good morning, gentlemen. Good morning. How are everybody doing?
Good morning, Irma.
Much fine. I know that you're called.
Okay, thanks. I just want to say Happy Father's Day in advance to all the gentlemen that's on the show.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
I don't know if I'll be available tomorrow, so I'm trying to make it right now to say Happy Father's Day to everybody.
Yes, and we are so grateful. Are you from St. Kitts or from
Nevis.
Oh, Nevis. Okay.
Yeah. Cardinal's home girl.
Oh, Cardinal, your home girl is on. Right. Okay.
Can you
tell us?
Yeah, you're not from Nevis yourself. You're from St. Martin.
I've been living in St. Martin a couple of years, but I'm from Nevis. I'm really from Nevis.
Well, I told Cardinal he was going to be in hot water.
To everybody. I realize Ivor is not here today, but
Yes, we will let him know. And you can say Happy Father's Day to Ivor. He will hear it because obviously he'll go back and listen to the show. later on, and his name called. You know what the best word that you could ever call is the person's name. So call his name.
Know.
Call his name.
I know
happy
that.
Happy Father's Day, Ivor. And he would laugh.
Happy Father's Day, Ivor. Coming
yes.
from Irvine, Sir Martin.
All right.
Anyway, gentlemen, continue
thank
the
you.
Show. I'll be listening.
Yes, thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Have a
you got any, you got, okay.
Man, I'm
party safe. I say, I know you people in St. Martin like to party, so I'm telling you to party safely.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much. I'm definitely going to do that because I'm going to do my party in my pre-Father's Day party tonight.
Oh, okay.
Just before you go, though, how is it?
And some more tomorrow.
Yes, Leon?
I was saying, how is it with the COVID? Are you restricted? You're in curfew? Oh, you're still on the...
No, you're allowed to stay. Businesses are allowed to stay open till 11 o'clock.
Okay, 11, yes.
Till 11 o'clock. And right
Is the country under state of emergency?
Not St. Martin,
okay. Mm-hmm.
No, but 11 o'clock is cut off, so I'm really here.
Okay. All right, mm-hmm. We thank you for your contribution. And I know the gentleman will be proud to know that they have, you remember us to call us, to come out and say hello to
yes,
to us.
Man, I listen to the show all the time.
Yes, okay. God bless you.
Okay, have
thank
a good
you.
One.
Thank you, too.
You're welcome, gentlemen. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Cardinal, I don't know if you know the situation with Truxy. He's still being held. Anything update from your end or anything? Truxy is still in Dominica?
He's still in Dominica.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure what they are planning to do, but it should not have taken this long to have the guy, you know, there for so long. My understanding is that Dominica is now charging him for unlawful entry. You understand? These criminal crooks who are in power in the Caribbean are dangerous.
Would you hold your thoughts there for me, please, somebody? 869 is on the line. Area code 869. Come on in.
Yes. Hello. Good morning. It's Lynette.
Good morning, Lynette.
Yes, I was having a bit of trouble getting in on the web, but I got it up finally.
Okay.
Yes. Cardinal, the numbers have changed to what you said.
Mm-hmm.
It's... It's now, let me get it.
221?
It's now 300 and,
oh,
it's now
wow.
up to 304 cases. We had 25 new cases yesterday.
Wow.
233 wow. active, 70 have recovered, 289 in St. Kitts. 15 in Nevis, because they had 14
mm-hmm.
and they got an extra one, and one dead.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So that's what we are. We are on the state of emergency until July 10th, I think.
We
are on a partial curfew. We in the night. We locked down from 6 p.m. to 5 a.m. In the daytime, you could go out just for essential business, maybe to go to the supermarket, the banks, stuff like that. But most businesses are closed, like hairdressers and like my shop and stuff like that. They are closed. It's just supermarkets
mm-hmm.
and banks and pharmacies that are open.
Tell us about
that.
That's
what's happening here right now. Huh?
Okay. So they have not put back in place the earlier protocols they have. I know you had a protocol earlier where if you wanted to go to the supermarket, you had to go on a special day designated
no,
for
no,
you.
No, 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 no. We are open. You can
those
go
have
to
not
the
been put back in place.
Anytime. Yeah, between 5 in the morning and 6 in the evening. You can go to the supermarket. It's better this way because you don't have the long lineup. There's no clog up and long lines, and so you could just go to the supermarket. But the roads are really scanty, but people are just going about doing what they have to do and get back home.
Okay.
Yeah. They were saying no exercising, but people went out to exercise because that's essential as far as I'm concerned. That was not crazy. That was crazy.
Yeah.
They locked down the beaches because people were going crazy at the beach. So so
but
you can't go to the beach.
Tell
but,
us about vaccination down there.
The vaccination, we're up to, I think, 67%, just about, in the first dose, and 33% in the second dose.
Okay.
So I understand
that the CPL
is put off for a week.
Oh, I didn't hear that. I didn't hear that. I was wondering what's going to happen because
right now things look so crazy here. Because of the India Premier League. The Premier League has to change their dates too. So they asked the Western...
So it will go more into September.
Yes, we'll go more into September.
But then that's our high peak for hurricanes. So I wonder how that's going to work.
Yes, and the CPL.
That's when we get our big hurricanes
big
in
hurricane.
September.
Yeah.
And even if not hurricane, heavy weather patterns.
Right.
You know,
right.
A lot of
now
rain.
We get a lot of rain, very rain in September 1st.
Yeah.
So I don't know how that will go. Plus, with all this surge we have a terrible surge. I don't know what's happening, and a lot of it is in the prison. I think the last count was 37. I haven't heard anything for the weekend. So that's crazy. I mean, if you get it in the prison, it's crazy because it's so dense in there, and there's a lot of people, like 9 10 11 12 13 people in a cell. I mean, it's crazy. So that's kind of scary here for us. So I am staying at home. I just go out just to go to the supermarket or to the bank or to do and just come straight back home. The most I spend in town is like 2 hours.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you know whether there's any plan to encourage the people who are infected now to vaccinate if they have not yet been vaccinated?
Well, I'm sure they haven't said it on it, but I'm sure there's a big campaign for people to go out and get vaccinated. So,
okay.
So we hope that people will just go out and, you know, do what they have to do. And I just want to say happy Father's Day to everybody.
Thank
Leon
you so
Leon and
much.
Cardinal and Ivor and Dennis and Phil, if you have any. Phil, I heard Phil this morning. He sounded so bright and nice.
Thank you.
That's
Phil,
right?
How are you, Phil? How are you? How are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you. Lovely to hear you too. Were you, Nevis? In Nevis?
No, I'm Saint Kitts.
Oh, you know, Sylvia Edwards that died about 10 years ago.
Sylvia Edwards. His name rings a bell.
Yeah. Cynthia Edwards and Gwynnie Edwards.
Of course,
they're my cousins,
Cynthia,
you know.
Edwards. She lived in the area where I lived as a child. Taylor's Range, New Pond Site area.
Exactly. They're my cousins.
I know them very well.
And I had a little cousin who lives on the south side of the island. South side. You know what I'm saying? Where did Dr. Sebastian live?
He lives in
Cayon Street. Cayon Street. They live in Cayon. And I have a whole set of cousins, about 5 of them.
Yeah, there's lots of Edwards that lives in Cayon. Yeah.
Yes. I'm related to all of them. And the deputy budget director is my cousin, so you know. Second cousin.
Oh, really? Where's your petition then?
I'm a Caribbean man. I'm supposed to have a Caribbean passport.
Well, I noticed that. Excellent.
Yeah.
Well, good to hear all of you, and y'all have a good Father's Day. Never mind the pandemic and all the craziness. I think it showed it what's going on. I mean, what's going on right now. But everybody stays safe.
Wear masks. It's mandatory to wear masks as you go outdoors.
Yes,
right now?
It is. It is. They're actually charging, giving tickets.
Oh,
what?
Yeah, and say morning to Mertries. I know she's listening.
Yes,
I didn't hear her on air, but I know she's listening because I've been in touch with her.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, well, good show.
All right.
And I continue to listen.
Yes, you do. Thank you.
Phil, have a good day. Have a nice day.
Thank you. Same to you.
Good, good, good. Bye.
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 Yeah. Well, Phil, you can go to sleep now. You heard from Lynette.
I would like to see a picture of her and what she looks like.
I'm going to talk about something else then. Okay, well, nobody. No. Hey, Phil, you hear anything about Chuck C? You don't study the
Chuck
before.
Chuck C? Yeah, I was saying.
Yeah,
I was saying, what is he known for?
He's supposed to be a fugitive, they say. He had some
a
charges.
Fugitive?
Fugitive that was given a CIP passport in Antigua. He's in Dominica now, being held
to be tried. You know, Sidney Prince told me that any time you're in the government that wins the last election, you always have some scam coming from USA, Canada, or England, coming to tell them that they have a lot to offer them, and they must give them lands and incentives to do their business. Some of them, that, like Stanford. Look at how Stanford matched Monday. Stanford.
Because Stanford started the first T20 tournament, you know, and a lot of people, but he did it with not so nice funds.
Yeah. He's part of a group of criminals, you know. There was a guy who was planning to go north, go to England. Leave America and go to England as a criminal. You know, I forget his name. He was over Stanford. I forget his name now. But Stanford died in jail, last of it?
No, he still is in. He's in jail. He's looking for.
He's looking.
He's looking for his parole or get out of prison, I guess. But I think that is not going to be easy for him to obtain that. What?
No.
Whatever it is.
That's life.
That's okay for you.
That's life.
Okay. Let's play one song by the Burning Flames. Some folks like to dance, some people like to listen. So let's play Almanac.
Yeah.
Now this tune is for all who have the Almanac, all older folks. So all you little chookalooks, clear the way!
Sonny boy, you're one of them boys from Papa. All right, how are you? How you doing? How your mommy? Sonny boy, you can't take them kind of jam like you do a Taliban. Do some for grandpappy. Now because I have the almanac, you know, I still have plenty last left anyway. A old man sent me a Market Street, Market Street, Market Street.
Can you bring us up to date with the scores? You have it at hand?
257 plus 6.
Dennis, you have the score?
257 plus 6.
260 plus 6.
Yeah, 260
plus
6. And England and India. India, I think 130 for 3. That's the last I heard. 130 for 3.
Okay.
So, Dennis, do you have anything on your agenda that you'd like to discuss? You want to talk about...
I was saying...
Okay, go ahead.
Understanding of the case with the gentleman from India.
From Antigua. Yeah, from...
Dominica was charging him. Dominica was charging him with illegal entry. Now, neither Antigua nor Dominica has done an investigation to determine how this gentleman got out of Antigua or into Dominica. So the fact that they are going to go ahead and charge him with illegal entry without that investigation tells me that the Dominican government would cause me to conclude that the Dominican government and the Antiguan government are complicit in his kidnapping. Kidnapping is a crime.
Can I ask a question there, Cardinal?
So,
yeah, go ahead.
So if our leaders are involved in criminal activity without being punished, how would their criminal activity make our societies more safe than the criminal activity of the people in the underclass?
Cardinal,
yes.
Do you know for sure that no investigation is taking place at the moment?
Yeah. They're not telling us anything about that.
But that doesn't mean that it's not ongoing.
What we are hearing about is what is coming from the grassroots, from the people on the street.
But
the Antiguan government, Mr. Gaston Brown and Mr. Roosevelt Skerritt have not come out with a statement saying, well, we are doing an investigation to make these determinations. But they're going ahead and charging with a criminal activity.
Word out is that the police in Antigua have done an investigation, but it wasn't made public. And secondly, word out is that Scotland Yard is in Antigua. And you notice that there's not much. Well,
they're just not forthcoming.
Remember, Chuxie had written to the US, to England, to Scotland Yard. He sent a complaint. His lawyer filed something in court in England.
Okay.
And in that case, they had go ahead. And that's
unless
why Antigua is quiet
now. Unless they're filing it under the International Human Rights Commission.
Yes, I think so.
And
that is what.
That complaint should go to not to England but to New York. Unless this is deserving of a complaint by the Human Rights Commission, I'm sure Antigua and Dominica may be signatories on that treaty, on the human rights treaty. But the fact that they have failed to do an investigation, and they're not telling people that we are doing an investigation to see how all this. The fact that they denied the guy the right to see an attorney when people discovered that he was in Dominica tells me that the Dominican government, Mr. Roosevelt Skerritt, and the Dominican government are somehow involved with the Antiguan government and Mr. Gaston Brown and the police department in both states. They are somehow complicit in the kidnapping of this gentleman. And I'm going to ask again, if our government leaders are complicit in criminal activity, because kidnapping, as far as I remember, is still a crime.
But, Cardinal, you're accusing
our government are complicit
in a criminal activity, how does that criminal activity make our states more safe than the criminal activity and the guy on the street who's going to run into a store and shoplift?
Cardinal,
and he
got
to spend some months of his life in jail for that action.
Cardinal, you're accusing
yes.
the government of criminal activity, but wasn't there an accusation of criminal activity on the part of Mr. Chokshi, which is
but
why
yes.
he was...
But Dennis,
yes.
this guy,
so what?
This guy well, left Antigua.
You are charged.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, yeah, I'm sorry.
Go ahead. I'm saying the guy left Antigua without his passport. If someone wants to go and go into another country, you wouldn't walk with your passport?
Well, you certainly should. But,
yeah, okay.
You know,
so go ahead
so,
now.
You know, the reason perhaps why Antigua's holding him on that charge of illegal entry is the fact that A, he doesn't have a passport he doesn't have a passport, and B, they need a legal justification for holding him. And the only legal justification they have right now is that while they do their investigation. I'm not saying that the pace at which the investigation is occurring is normal and decent. I'm simply saying there is a lot of shenanigans going on here because this gentleman has been accused of some illegal activity involving money, and that makes it all the more suspicious about exactly what's going on. It's time government came forward, though he's been there long enough for them to give us an indication as to exactly what's going on in this case.
Dennis, do you know that there was a plane in Dominica waiting to transport the gentleman to India?
Right, because India has accused him of some, you know, a malfeasance where money is involved. I think it's
yes.
about some sort of bank fraud or something. And India obviously has a lot of money riding on this, and they need to have him back. So I'm not surprised that India would be sending a plane to get him. But at the same time, the legal ramifications and the legal steps must be taken in order to deport him back to India.
But then he had a case that he was you know, trying to get to answer charges to stop his extradition. And the case is in England, in the courts in Antigua. I think he should be given an opportunity for them to deny him or whatever it is. Let the process go through. Don't he deserve that?
Yes,
if he comes
he is entitled, not he's just, not that he just deserves it. He is entitled to it under the Human Rights Commission. He is entitled to it. And Antigua and Dominica are not giving that to him. You understand? When someone is charged with a crime, there is a process that is due that the government that is going to prosecute him has to follow. So don't tell me that he's a child. India accused him of a crime, so then that Antigua could, Dominica could just get up and send him back because of this. He has a right to challenge that claim in Antigua in the extradition proceeding.
Okay.
And go to the
extradition proceeding is for.
Mm-hmm.
Whether Antigua is trying to avoid that and Dominica, this thing looks very fishy.
Very fishy. Very, very fishy. Yes.
It's fishy.
And listen, the other thing that I learned, the boat that transported him from Antigua, nobody on that boat was arrested. You bring an illegal passengers to my country and you don't do anything to the person who
exactly. We have been charged for illegal importation of people. Where is that charge?
But
Dominica and the Antiguan government are playing footsie. I believe some money was passed by the Indian government. So who says the guy committed any crime in India, really? So it's raising questions about whether he did or not. Because now you're dealing with a bunch of criminals who are managing this. And I'm going to say it again. Roosevelt Skerritt and Gaston Browne look like they are complicit in this criminal activity.
It looks very, very fishy. That the guy is denied justice. Let him go to the court.
He's denied justice big time.
Yes.
Big time.
Mm-hmm. He's denied. There's no doubt about that. Let the process work its course with Leroy King and Native Antigua. He was accused to be involved with Stanford. And he went to the course. He went to West Indies Court of Appeal and to Privy Council. Eventually he lost, and then they were able to extradite him. Oh, how they're not doing that to Jack Warner. Jack Warner, you mentioned that, right? And they can't move Jack Warner. He's going through the process. Let the process take its course.
Trinidad is at least expressing its sovereignty in that affair. If Jack Warner committed any crime, he committed it in Trinidad. You understand?
Yeah.
Trinidad is at least expressing its sovereignty in that affair. Don't come. You just can't come here and get my citizens out just because you say so and you got your big military and thing to threaten me. I'm not going to be afraid of you. You understand? I'm going to stand on my dignity. Worse yet, my dignity as a black man, a former colonized people, standing up in respect of their dignity is very annoying to these states who think that they got the right to tell us how to live. So Trinidad, I think, has done the right thing in standing up for their dignity. Whether Jack Warner did what they said he did or not, they got the right to do that.
One of the big issues, Cardinal and Leon, is that justice seems to take so long to work its way from point A to point B. It happens here in the States too. A case comes up and it takes 2 years or 3 years to get a decision. This justice needs to be, you know, investigated in the sense that there shouldn't be such a long delay between the time you're arrested and the time you're actually come to trial and courts and all the other proceedings that's involved. You should certainly be able to get justice in a more timely manner. That's the big issue, and they need to be a little bit more open and let us know, the public know, what is going on.
What is wrong with this is not about what's wrong with justice. It's what's wrong with our administrators in observing its tenets and conforming their activities to the requirements of justice. They think that they control justice. That's their idea of justice. Their idea of justice is the operation of their law, the operation and application of their law. When the truth is, the law has to be applied, enforced, prescribed, and interpreted in observance of justice,
in observance
of the human right to justice. And that's the difficulty.
In a timely manner, Cardinal. In a timely
justice
manner.
Justice is always timely. It's just that our administrators are defying it. That's what happens. Justice is always there. It is always timely. Our social administrators are deficient in observing it. That's what's happening here.
Well, the administrators are definitely at fault, because I'm not sure if you're following the case that happened out in Missouri in the United States, where this gentleman had been in prison since he was age 18 for 40 years on a crime that he did not commit, and evidence now suggests that he did not commit it. Whereas the prosecutors are saying he should be freed, and the governor of the states has seemed to show no interest in freeing this gentleman after 40 years and plenty of evidence to show he wasn't guilty. So it's justice.
That's not
delayed.
New. That's
it's
a common thing. That's a common thing in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
That's a common thing.
But gentlemen, unfortunately, we're nearing the end of our show. And we just wanted to tell our listeners we're grateful for their presence. Those who call, we are extremely, extremely happy. Cardinal, why don't you send us all home? You know, got a few minutes left, so send us home if you could.
Yes, to all the friends and supporters, hope you enjoyed our show this morning. We had a lot of spirited and interesting topics, and we hope that we give you some time to think about these things. You may have decided to go one way or the other on the opinions that are expressed here, but whichever way you go, we hope that you understand that we are just trying to share our thoughts and maybe feelings with you, and you hope we are continue to hope that you continue to enjoy the time that you spend with us.
Thank you very much.
And so I'm going to do it next week. Until then, I hope everyone has a great week.
Dennis said, just say goodbye to your fans and well wishers around the world, which are many.
Yes, thank you to all our fans and our listeners. Remember, we are a 501c registered charity. Our panelists and guests are unpaid volunteers, so we certainly would appreciate your support. Thank you, and we hope to have you back with us next week.
Thank you, gentlemen. Wonderful. Thank you, and hope I was enjoying this when he comes back, and I hope he is pleased with the performance of us all. Thank you guys so much. God bless. And let me send you home with this one here.
It's electric!
Well, I did enjoy the show this morning and, you know, all the other mornings, Saturday morning. And we'll be tuning in tomorrow afternoon, tomorrow evening on the Sunday evening show, 6 to 9 p.m. So come on. Tell your neighbor we are on 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. on Sunday. So on that note, I have bid you farewell so long until, not goodbye. Talk to you tomorrow.
Yeah, goodbye all.
Thank you. Goodbye.